¡Órale!
¡Sí, señor!
Bienvenidos and welcome to the very first, el primero, Primos on YouTube. Familia FFP,
we're all in drink the house.
Salud, salud, salud. Yes, everybody. So we had our maiden voyage yesterday with my buen amigo Troy King. And yes, he was gentle, making sure that everything got off okay. And now today it's Los Primos. Next time, maybe we'll be doing this live stream and you guys can interact with us. But gracias everybody for joining us. I'm Jorge Georgie Martin, and my primo is Hector Reyes, Ricky Torres, Nico Gutierrez are in the house, and estamos listos y a sus órdenes.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. Come on, show me some more. Yeah, show me some more excitement. Yeah.
I thought my computer went out for a second. I'm all here trying to fix my seat. I was like, now my headphones. What's going on? All right, let's do this.
All right. Hey, make sure you're following us on Twitter at Familia FFB, and we'll do everybody else's Twitter accounts at the end. And make sure you're finding original content at FamiliaFFB.com. All right, Heck.
Ready.
Dígame.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Luckily, what happens in Vegas, well, usually the saying is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Usually it's money. Usually your money stays in Vegas. But luckily for me, I went to Vegas with a little bit of money in my pocket, and I came back from Vegas with a little bit more money in my pocket than what I left with, which is good. But that doesn't take into account credit cards. You're swiping your card, or you're buying dinner, you're buying lunch, you're buying. You know, you're going to the little shop.
That doesn't count.
But as far as my wallet goes, I had so much cash in my wallet. And then when I came back home, I had a little bit more cash. I won some money playing blackjack. I won some money playing Plinko, the slot machine there at the New York. So that was it. So I was mentioning earlier before we started recording, I did a hop from MGM Grand to the Tropicana. I'm never going to do that again because I stayed Thursday night.
When you said you were going to do that, I was like, yeah, that's such a hassle. Why would
you
do that?
But it was all free. So, I had a gift card. I used Thursday night, Friday night. It was like expensive. And then Saturday night was cheaper. So I was like, you know what? Three nights in Vegas, it was total $600. So I was like, you know what? This is pretty cool. And then the Tropicana was, I've always wanted to stay there. It's like a kitschy kind of like 60s, retro kind of place. So I wanted to stay there. So because of that, that's why I missed all my sports bets, because we checked out on Saturday afternoon from the MGM Grand to the Tropicana. I went to Tropicana. I was already planning, like, I'm going to check in, go to the sports book, hang out, watch the Preakness, and everything's going to be great. I checked out at 11 o'clock from MGM, got to the Tropicana. They didn't let me check in. They're like, no, you have to wait. Like, no, you can't do it. I was like, have an early check in. They're like, no, no one's available. Like, you can't do it. Tropicana was, I was disappointed to say the least, but they just got bought by Bally's. So that's another discussion. So I couldn't do it. I ended up, we were kind of scurrying and ended up going to the pool for a couple hours and kind of waiting to check in. Then kind of finally came to check in, went to the room, got all our stuff, situated. Then we got hungry. So we went to downtown to have lunch. And in all the rigmarole, I forgot to put on my sports bets in. I missed the Preakness, which is weird. We got to Circa. It was like 6 o'clock. I was like, oh, I need to put my bets in for the races. And it was like an hour after the race had already finished. But luckily, I had all my bets like written down on a notepad, and I didn't win. So luckily, that's like I won because I actually didn't put my money down to lose it, which is kind of good.
That's why you came home with money.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't put all my thousands down on the Preakness.
Did you make any sports bets, like football, basketball?
No. Like I said, I was planning.
Are you sure you went to Vegas?
I know, man.
You played Blinko. I think you went to like a old person's home.
No, the cool part was we hung out at the Center Bar at the New York Friday night and Saturday night. There's a DJ there, and it's just like, it's awesome. The DJ was great. Music was fantastic. We're chilling out there, smoking cigars. It's lounge, and it was cool.
Masks or what?
No, the crazy part is that there was a mandate. So we got there, and then like an hour later, I guess there was like some kind of a directive that came out from, I don't know if Nevada or Clark County or Vegas is, they told us that if you're fully vaccinated, you can lose the mask. And it was weird because security was actually like, hey, man, you can take your mask off if you're fully vaccinated. Hey, man. And they're like encouraging people, hey, you can take your mask off if you're vaccinated. They're like telling people, like, take your mask off.
The DJ radio.
It was crazy. They were like telling people, hey, you can take your mask off. You can take your mask. It was really weird. And then most
of what about all the barriers? Are they all gone now?
Gone. No plexiglass, six people to, you know, or to a blackjack table. It was just like pre-COVID, man. It was awesome. It was pretty dang awesome.
We're back.
I was like, you know, somebody's going to be smart and they're going to buy up all that plexiglass. So it's all going to go away.
Yeah, pandemic plexiglass, man. Like,
Caesar's Palace. That's a hell of an investment.
Yeah, get your family etched on plexiglass. Come here. We'll get it to you.
They're going to be hating on that stuff.
Did you have a good heater, a good hot streak on this at one of the tables?
I think the blackjack table that I sat down at, we sat down probably for a good 45 minutes, and I busted twice. And the whole time we were there, wow. I busted only twice. Yeah, it was. I kept track.
Usually, that's a great day.
Yeah, only twice. I busted. Actually, so it was cool.
Stay on the first two cards every time. You're not supposed to.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. I will make a note. But it was great. It was a great time. Great time, man.
Good.
Oh man. I can't wait for Vegas. Even going to the $25 table, Nicole. So
yeah, man. Yeah, $10 tables. I mean, if you know, people are complaining about inflation, good luck finding even a $10 table, man. It's like 15 is like the lowest you'll find anywhere, 25 and then up from there. But tens are, you know, you have to go downtown somewhere, you know, in the deep dark recesses of, you know, downtown Vegas to find a $10 table even.
on the weekdays you can.
Oh yeah, for sure. Weekdays, yeah. But I was there a Saturday night, you know, and I think MGM Grand made an announcement. I went up Thursday and MGM Grand made an announcement, I think Wednesday night, saying like 100% open, like come on down, like you're good, like no barriers, no nothing. Like the day before drinks? I showed up. So
will they give you drinks? I mean the waitresses.
Yeah. Everything was business as usual, man. It was 2019 Vegas all over again, man. So it was yeah, just as if nothing ever happened, man. It was like
just in time for summer.
Hot tub time machine, man. It was like going back to 2019, man. It was cool.
Who wants to get vaccinated? Shots on me. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the witches were passing out shots.
You get a shot and you get a shot and you get a shot. Vamonos. Everybody gets a shot.
You come back in a month. Man.
Quick question. I have to go to Vegas end of September.
You have to, like, it's a chore.
Should I stay cheap or should I just like get something super nice and just pay it off in the next 6 months?
Here's what I'm going to say, because I stayed in both. I stayed in the resort, MGM Grand, super nice. Tropicana, it's like somebody poured ice water into the swimming pool. No joke. It was freaking freezing. So my suggestion, and what month are you going?
September. So it's either I go all out, get the Paris.
It's gonna be warm. Here's my suggestion. I would stay in either of the three, MGM Grand, New York, or Excalibur. And I would lean to MGM Grand only because we had lunch at dinner on Friday night at the Hex restaurant at Paris. And it was so crowded. It was like being at the Fremont Street Experience. It was like, sorry, you're packed like sardines. People are just crowded in the streets. There's like, you know, Mario and Batman. You're taking pictures with them. It's just, it's like very, very crowded and like kind of like Hollywood Boulevard, touristy. Over down at the MGM Grand side, it was very relaxed and it wasn't crowded at all.
I kind of want to be where the party is though.
Well, I mean, it was not that it was a party. It was just like, it was too much. Like to me, it was too many people, almost kind of like giving you anxiety. There was so many people. Too much. To me, it was too much. So people I like a more relaxed kind of chill. I make my own party, Rick. If you can't make your own party in Vegas, Rick.
Well, see, I'm going for a convention. So it's either I stay at the hotel where the convention's at or stay cheaper. With like a stove and a fridge and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If that's the case, if you want, you stay at like at a suite, kind of a place that has a stove and a fridge, because The resort spots, you're not going to find a coffee maker. You're not going to find a fridge. Like MGM Grand, no coffee maker, no fridge. Right, like, you open the fridge and you like vibrate.
I'm going to be there for a week. So, okay. That's what I'll
do. Yeah. No, get like a whole week. Get like
six days, so get like a
residence inn, like a residence inn Marriott, where you can actually get like a microwave and a coffee maker and a stove or whatever. Like, yeah, get something like that.
I really want to stay on the strip, but I guess not the strip.
Because it's, no, there's some right off the strip that have.
I know, but I want to be like, get off your elevator, and the strip is right.
I know.
I think you do the strip. I think you do the strip. As long as it's close to the hotel, as long as it's close to wherever your convention is, you stay on the
I'll
strip.
I'll just find someone else who's staying on the strip.
There you go, baby. There you go. Well, we had to find the timeshare.
There you go, timeshare. Find a buddy with a timeshare. Do that.
we had to do the Vegas theme, and obviously we needed Nico Las Vegas to join us for this one because Vegas. we're going to be talking about over unders on the win totals. We'll be talking about that, and that's going to be kind of like, you know, getting us going. But first off, let's get into some cheese man.
So can I just say real quick, I'm a little bitter that we're doing this all on YouTube, and I don't have that damn trophy that Nico is flaunting in that corner. All I have is my pink elephant and my Chargers jersey.
Pink elephant is a symbol of like drinking, man, like getting drunk and drinking, right? That's pink elephant.
Oh man. See, my winnings are bare, so I've got no shelves, so I can't.
I got my trophy.
Blank slate.
I got my name. If you look real close, and Nico's trophy right there, you can see my name engraved on it right there.
Would it be in bad taste if I were to buy three replicas of that trophy with just my name on it for each?
Yes, bad taste. I mean, you can do it, but that's like a lame-o move. So hey, do whatever you want, man.
Maybe like minor ones. I'm gonna do something.
Yeah, like miniatures. Get like miniature ones.
Yeah, like cool. Miniature ones.
Or just get a T-shirt. Get a T-shirt with a picture of it on the front, man.
I'm not gonna validate your championship T-shirt. Heck.
please validate me.
All right. Well, first off, we got the NFL schedule that we talked about last week, and one of the things that came out is the fact that the schedule makers did not take fantasy football into account when they gave four teams buys on week 14.
Who does that affect, really?
It's only a billion dollar industry. Think about it. NFL knows that fantasy football is a billion dollar industry, and it's good for the NFL. So for them to just completely ignore a chunk of fandom is kind of bizarre.
But as we saw with COVID, the NFL can change the schedule like that. So we'll see how big of an impact.
No, they're not going to change it.
Look at how quickly they changed everything else.
Well, that's true, but I don't think the plan is to change it. I think the plan is just everybody move their playoffs to week 15.
Yeah, I think that may come next year. I don't think the NFL is going to say –
We were already starting our
fantasy managers are mad. Let's change the schedule for fantasy managers. That'd be ridiculous. So that's not going to happen.
Hey, you know what? They don't even
go to the games anyways.
Yeah, well, but they buy jerseys and stuff, man, you know?
That's true. Muy cierto. And they donate a lot of money to charities when they win money. So.
Yes, they do. Yes, they take their winnings and buy NFL gear and stuff. So, yes.
So we'll get through it. We got some injury news that's kind of coming through. Antonio Brown has to pass a physical after he got knee surgery. So he's 33 and, you know, he's behind Mike Evans and Chris Godwin for targets. I mean, anybody targeting him before like the 10th round or something in our draft?
He's like my age. I feel bad for thinking he's old.
That was a favor. If we go back, I don't know if you have the stats, George. If you look at the Super Bowl, Tom Brady threw touchdowns to all his buddies.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah,
Who are his buddies?
Gronk and Antonio Brown.
Why
is AB his buddy?
Because he lived at his house.
Yeah.
He lived at his house. That qualifies. If you live at somebody's house, that's your buddy. So, yes.
He lived in one of his houses. He
lived at his house. That's your friend. At the very least, It's your friend. Gronk got a TD. Antonio Brown. Didn't Gronk get two TDs?
He used him.
Yes. No, he caught one. He caught one.
So Gronk got a TD. Antonio Brown got a TD.
So you're saying
he didn't get two. Okay.
You're saying see, Tom Brady didn't play the Super Bowl to win. He just played and said, hey, I'm going to give
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is now that I'm at the Super Bowl, I'm going to hook up my buddies. That's how it went. And that is exactly how it went.
So the Super Bowl is that easy for him to where he could just be like,
hey, he's that good. He's that good.
Siete.
Evans and Godwin don't care if they got TDs. They got a Super Bowl ring. They don't, you know.
So who gets? So does Antonio Brown get drafted and actually start on someone's fantasy team?
Well, let's see what happens. Wait till September. Till we see what kind of.
But like, he's behind Evans. He's behind Godwin.
I'm not. I don't know if I'm. I may pick him as kind of like a flex.
I'll pass.
I may grab him. As
I wouldn't even want him as flex. We already know. From a Steelers viewpoint, how three wide receivers can muddy the waters week to week. So it's like
Godwin and Evans will get Tom Brady to the Super Bowl. He knows that. Once he's in the Super Bowl, he's just playing backyard, you know.
I'm tired of talking about
Tom Brady. You know what I'm
saying? All right, let's get, you know, you guys mentioned Paris. Let's go back to Paris. Paris Campbell of the Colts.
Hey.
He has said he's 100% recovered from his knee surgery that he had, and so he's basically played one game in 2 years in his first 2 years in the NFL. You know, he had a bunch of it. You have to get four injuries his rookie year. Last year he had a knee that basically took him out after week one. And, you know, he's such a playmaker. Somebody came out of Ohio State who was just, you know, really highly rated.
The Ohio State.
Yeah, the Ohio State. You know, he's a guy to keep an eye on for the, you know, when it comes to, he is a big sleeper this year. I mean, and, you know, there's the possibility that he could be back and healthy. Another one
who's he running with?
Well, they got Michael Pittman and T.Y. Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, so there's definitely.
Who's T.Y.? I haven't seen that guy in years. Who is he?
T.Y. Hilton, the wide receiver.
Who is he? Colt.
You have him again?
So their third wide receiver, their WR3. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that could be exciting if Paris Campbell can go back to form.
Yeah, he could be. He's very interesting. He's a guy.
They have a great running game. So it's like all you need are quick receivers after that. Boom.
And the thing is, Carson Wentz likes to throw the deep ball. So maybe Paris Campbell is definitely a burner. He can come through. So vamos a ver. So. The next one is interesting. Joe Burrow coming off his torn ACL, multiple ligament surgery, multiple ligament injury. The Dodgers team doctor, Dr. Neil Elitrosh, he came out and he said that all systems are go. He thinks it's week one. So, but then our buen amigo and fellow member of La Raza, Dr. Edwin Porras, he put out on Twitter that he looked up the fact that he looked into the words and he said he's on track and well within reach. There were no absolutes in what he was saying.
Exactly. And Very vague.
So he was and Edwin, and we had him on the show a couple months ago, and he said that everything has to be right for him to be for Burrow to be healthy by week one. That is no setbacks, and you know, quién sabe that maybe that's a possibility. And the other part about it is, even if he's back for week one, this is a player who also has a running capabilities. In a single quarterback league, I think maybe I take a chance on him as a backup, but I don't know anybody else still a little, you know, worried that maybe he's not going to run as much as we'd like to see.
Way worried. I mean, like you said, the words have to stand out. They're like neon signs blinking on track. That doesn't mean anything. Well within reach. Uh-huh. That doesn't mean anything. The number one word that gives me nightmares when it comes to Joe Burrow is reconstructive.
Yeah, so
his knee was reconstructed. I mean, think about that. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's, you know, Teddy Bridgewater type stuff. And Teddy B, I don't even know if Teddy B's, you know, the same even after that, even after all these years. I don't think he's the same.
Is that Hector saying that?
Yes, I know.
It's been like less than a year.
I know. I was in the bandwagon last year. But I'm just saying, I'm afraid for that term reconstructed. I mean, it's one thing to like, you know, we healed him or we did surgery and we, you know, put him back together, whatever. But when you say reconstructive, I'm definitely, you know, Joe Burrow is definitely down the list in my list of QBs.
Well, maybe they do such a good job that they named the surgery after him. It'll be like the Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, but hopefully not that many people get that. I'm hoping they don't use that surgery very often because Joe Burrow's knee was just completely, you know, turned into, you know, just shredded, you know, into coleslaw.
Well, Alex Smith, they literally put muscle around his bone. All he had was bone. So, I mean, they're going to name that one.
They
rebuilt him. $6 million easy now.
Ooh, they took stuff. They took muscle from his good leg to fix up his broken leg. So it's not that extensive.
He'll be ready for week one. He's not going to play week one.
You know what?
Right, exactly.
He's got to get in football shape. He's got to get in football shape. He's going to be a sleeper. If you're in a two quarterback league, definitely try to get him late. But if you're in a one quarterback league, skip him. Get him in the free agency later.
If we're fading him like this, what does that mean for his receivers? That's something to consider.
That's the thing. Everybody's making such a big deal about Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. And
nothing. Don't do anything. No one wants them.
Vamos a ver.
Yeah.
Vamos a ver.
Too many.
Well,
where's Boyd?
Boyd. Yeah, he's there.
I love Boyd last season. People talking trash about him. It's like, he was awesome.
He's a guy that actually is going to still be good. I think he's going to have a better year than T. Higgins because he likes to throw. He likes to run that, you know, down the middle and kind of like Kittle down the middle for Nico.
That's right. We'll see.
And then, so
there you go.
And what are you,
Boyd in the void?
What was that, baby?
AJ Green.
Boyd in the void. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Arizona Cardinals.
That's right. Arizona's the team this year. I said that last year, but that's just because I wanted Ricky to pick up the quarterback. I'm in his head already. I'm gonna be in his head.
Because you knew Josh Allen was gonna do that when you grabbed him in the seventh round. Right. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Seventh round.
Oh man. So last bit of cheese, mate. Cortland Sutton. You know, another one with PC speak. The game plan is that he's going to be ready for training camp. He had a torn ACL after week two last year. And so that's, you know, he had his injury about a couple months before Joe Burrow's. So he's on track. That's a guy that we're going to keep an eye on. We're not going to talk about Aaron Rodgers with him because as a possibility.
Aaron Rodgers is going to throw it to him. Is he going to be ready?
I mean, he's been good. He's been good even without Aaron Rodgers, you know, with Drew Locke and Joe Flacco throwing to him. So I'm going to take my chances with him.
Garbage. He's going to prevent you from. He's going to prevent you from getting better wide receivers at that moment in the draft. He's garbage.
You don't think he'll be?
Drew Locke. I don't care.
We're gonna have some fun debates on this one as we get into Denver a little bit.
How many wins did they get last season? Five. They're a garbage team.
Five or six? What was it? They had
not a lot.
Yeah,
they're as heck would have tried to avoid reconstructing.
That's an ugly. It's an ugly word. No matter how you use it in the NFL, it's an ugly word.
Hey Nico, before we get into this next one, can you do a little fashion show for that cool sweatshirt you got?
Oh sure. I wore this and I got maybe 20%. Like, oh, that's cool. And the other kids are like, I don't even know what that is. See, peachy folder.
Wow.
Peachy.
Peachy. You gotta mark it up, man. You gotta mark it up. Get your marker. You gotta mark it up. You know, like,
I gotta make sure I don't fall asleep because somebody's gonna turn the cheerleader into one of the Kiss members. You know,
exactly. Yeah, Gene. You gotta make Gene Simmons on there. Exactly. Yeah. Classic. We're dating ourselves. Most kids are gonna be like, "What are you talking about? Like, what is that even? What does that even mean?"
Ricky, did they have peachy folders when you were in school?
Lisa Frank.
Wow.
That was the hot thing.
We used to put an N in the middle, making a pinchy folder.
Mr. Reyes, come up to the front.
Exactly. That thing got marked up. Every kid that had a peachy folder, it was just graffiti all over, man. It was
you put band names. I mean,
yeah.
Well, that was before you had cell phones. You couldn't get on your cell phone. You were bored. You wrote in your peachy folder. Man.
Exactly. You scribbled on your peachy folder. Exactly. And that's how you learned your times tables, right? You open it up and there's a Your little multiplication chart was right there in the bottom right, and that we all memorized it from the peachy folder, man.
Well, hey, let's get into the pinchy over-under totals.
Anyone who remembers those folders is also getting an AARP thing.
I got mine a couple years ago. I got mine. So, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So, well, we had all this gambling in Vegas talk. So, that got us thinking of prop bets. And kind of one of the most popular ones is that over-under on wins. So, we're going to go through each team. Each of the primos is going to take a division in the NFL. And we're all going to go around twice. And then the primos are going to say, hey, it's not local on this one or whatever. So, this is going to be fun. So, we're going to start with the NFC West. I'm going to kick off with it with the Rams. 10.5 win over under. This conference, I mean, this division is such a mother load. I think even with the extra game, this one's hard. I'm going to take the under. I think they're going to win 10 games again. They're even with Matthew Stafford. I think they're going to win 10. And that one's going to be the 49ers 10.5. I think they're going to go under too. I think this is going to be, everybody's going to beat up on each other in this division. It's going to be crazy. Seahawks, I can see them going over just because Russell Wilson will get them to 10 wins at 9.5. Mm-hmm. And the Cardinals, 8-8. They were 8-8 last year. They're at 8 this year. I'm feeling they're going to hit the number. I'm feeling it's going to be a push on this one. I think they're going to be
the Cardinals.
What do you say, Rick?
Yeah, the Cardinals.
For the Cardinals, they're going to get more.
Kyler Murray. Rick has the inside scoop.
Cardinals more. Seahawks 10. Niners less than 10.5. Rams 10.
Yeah, that's anybody else say I'm crazy?
I'm crazy? Same thing. I don't know if the Rams will even get
not
that.
Primarily.
I'm surprised. And maybe you can check. The Niners 10.5 seems really high. I mean, they're just kind of like in a rebuilding kind of mode. So that, to me, that's a really high number. It seems,
especially if they lose, especially if they change quarterbacks mid-season. I mean, that's kind of, that's gonna be kind of tough. I don't know. I mean, that one's gonna, you'll no say on that one.
The Niners got two trays. That's six. You know, six come on.
Yeah, I mean, I like Trey Lance. I just don't know. 10.5, that does seem like a high number for the Niners.
That seems like a big number.
It's the same winning team. You know, they didn't really lose too many guys, you know, but they still have the same core. I think the same attitude. I think they drafted, they always draft very well. And even their back, you know, their practice squad ends up being their starters. So I think, I live here in Northern California, but I think the Niners are going to do very well. They'll probably lose their first playoff game, and then we'll be sad again. That's just the way it is.
With Trey Lance. Oh, man. Hey, Ricky, you want to take us to the AFC West?
Well, I did some research, and the Chiefs are really good. And I think no matter what, they're going to easily get 12.5 wins. The only thing I see going against them is the Super Bowl hangover. And as much as I want to say it's going to happen to them, they're just too good of a team. So, yeah, I think they're going to easily get 13, 14 wins. Bet on that. Chargers, 9 wins. Oh, yeah, they're definitely going to get more than that. I think they could easily get double digits.
Yeah, that seems like a low number. I'm loading up on that.
And it's because they're a young team, but they go against – and here's the thing. I don't think the Browns are that going to be that great. I think the Steelers, once they have a good team against them, they get beaten easily. And the Chargers can beat the Chiefs. They've shown it. So I think, yeah, the Chargers can definitely get the double digits. The Raiders, they just suck in different ways. So it's hard to tell whether – I mean, 7 wins, really? They think they're only going to get 7 wins? I would think they'd at least get 8, so I would bet the over on this. The Broncos are expected to get 8.5 wins.
God, that
More than the Raiders. More than the Raiders. So it's like, why? Who do they have that's better?
Right.
That's not on the Raiders team.
Well, they have. They have better offensive weapons.
Where?
If Courtland Sutton's healthy, they've got better wide receivers. And with him and Jerry Jeudy,
Raiders still have wide receivers. They have one of the best tight ends. They have Derek Carr, who's no Drew Lock.
Yeah.
And then they have Josh Jacobs, who can at least compete with Melvin Gordon. So I don't see it there. I think that – I don't know. I would definitely bet the under on Broncos times 1,000.
That one does seem low. I mean, because they're going to be
a 500 team.
I don't think they're going to get – I don't think they're going to end up getting Aaron Rodgers. I think they're going to have to go this season with Drew Lock, and I'm not convinced that Drew Lock is the guy.
If they get Rodgers, who do they give up?
They got to give Drew Lock and a bunch of other.
It's crazy because Drew Lock
has. They
like
have to give up Sutton.
Ooh. Yeah.
They might have to.
Ken Sutton. I mean, it's going to cost. It's going to cost them something. Nico, what do you think of the Chiefs? Yeah, they going over.
Yeah, I like the Chiefs. I mean, like you said, the Super Bowl didn't do very well. Who was it, Brady? Say the least. Passed all his friends. I just think if he makes some friends, then maybe he'll go past his friends.
Can't we be friends?
Over the summer,
Patrick Mahomes just needs more friends.
Get to know them. I think the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl again, and they're probably going to win about 14. So I definitely say the over. They're going
that
again.
That sounds about right. I like that number.
So three out of the four are going over. Compared to the NFC West, I would think two are going over.
You sir, correct. You sir.
Ooh, interesting. Heck, take us to the NFC East.
NFC least. Dallas Cowboys start off. How about them Cowboys? Vegas has them at 9.5 wins. I don't know. I think they beefed up their defense a little bit in the draft. They picked up, I think, a couple linebackers there. They're doing something. So they're doing something right. So I like the fact that Dak's coming back. Zeke's had a year to recover from COVID and whatever other demons were keeping him down last year. So I think the Cowboys are going to go over 9.5. And they're the only one. Six last year, they were kind of a mess. But I like them to go over 9.5. Washington football team, I think Fitzmagic breaks out the magic, and I think they go over 8 wins. Giants at 7 wins.
That's garbage. Don't allow that on the show.
That's what he's called, Fitzmagic. I'm just saying, Fitzmagic works in the magic this year. He's on your
man.
He has your boy at wide receiver. What are you talking about? You don't have any confidence?
Not in winning in garbage time.
Yeah, that's true. Fantasy and wins actually equates to two different things. But I'm just saying, I like them to get 9 wins this year. Giants at 7 wins. Danny Dimes over there. Again, I think they're gonna go. They're gonna go over. I like him 8+. New York Football Giants. Eagles at 6.5. I think Jalen Hurts and company are gonna do something. I think with his legs. With his arm, he's at Bama. I like him. I just like Jalen Hurts. He did some great things coming in last year and finishing off the season strong. I think 6.5 is a low number for the Eagles. I like them to go over.
So who wins the division? Fourth quarter every game, that'll probably help. So we'll see.
Ricky, you don't like it. I like Washington out of this group. I think their defense is going to win the division. The defense, Antonio Gibson.
Exactly.
I think they're going to get just enough out of Fitzmagic.
If Cowboys are healthy, Cowboys will take it because the rest of the division is trash. The only
like George said, man, the Washington defense is
the only other team that doesn't have anything to prove that already has a great lineup is the Giants. They have a great receiver in Galladay. They have an awesome running back in Saquon, and they have Danny Dimes, who's whatevs. But we're going to see what he can do now with a cool weapon.
We're going to find out.
Evan Ingram's an okay tight end. So we're going to find out about them. The Eagles, who's catching the ball? I don't know. I don't like
Devontae Smith.
Devontae Smith.
I still think that the Eagles are going to be number 3 in that division.
I don't like this Cowboys number. I think they're going to be under just barely. I think they put the number high enough and they're going to be like 9-8. I think
the Cowboys losing to each team in this division.
Yeah.
Dak doesn't come back with any kind of special sauce. He just kind of
it's not just about Dak though. The whole team has issues.
The one thing, I mean, their offensive line, they helped it a little bit, but we don't know if they helped it enough because those guys have suffered a lot of repeat injuries. And so that's the one thing. And one of the toughest parts about that defense was the secondary, and they kept getting DBs they got linebackers because DBs kept getting snatched in front of them. So the ones that they really wanted. So I think they're still going to get lit
they
up
need
on,
a linebacker
on the passing
lost
game.
Whoever, the Vander or whatever. So they need a linebacker. Yeah. So they needed they need a linebacker. So they lost a huge leader in the locker room. Huge. We'll see.
Huge. Nico, huge. What do you think of the AFC East?
What? I was told there'd be no math.
I wanted to make sure you got Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs to talk about. So I figured you could go ahead and spew on those guys.
Well, the Patriots, I was going to go all say above because I thought the Patriots always come through and they're going to do it. But I think this is going to be a building year or kind of a reality year. So I think they're going to go under. It's 8, maybe 7, you know. They'll probably kind of do well at the end, but I think they're going to have a terrible start, probably 0-4, you know? So I don't really see the Patriots doing too much. So I'll say the under. The Bills, I see them going strong. I mean, what they did last year, 11's a tight number, but I think they'll go 12. So I think they'll clear that and they'll go over.
And they got 13 last year. That number seems low.
Yeah, they had 13. The way playing, I mean,
they didn't have any major losses.
They finished strong and they just like, you know what, even though they didn't go to the Super Bowl, they could have. And they know.
Yeah.
For sure.
So it's kind of like, oh, I didn't know that was a rule. I didn't know that. I mean, they were young. They're a young team, and they're, you know, now they know. So I see them going over. The Dolphins, I liked them at the end. Remember when they were the worst, and all of a sudden they just started killing everybody. Like, what's going on?
Oh,
yeah.
So I don't know who's going to show up, but 9 is just a tough number. So I am going to say under. I'm sorry, but I want to say
even with the extra game. Even with the extra game.
You know, I think they're going to hit 9 exactly, but that
could be.
If I have to go over and under, I'll go under. But I will say that was probably going to be 9 on the dot. So
yeah, I'm going to go. I'd go over on that one. Okay. Just because I'm crazy like that. Maybe I'm believing in Tua. I'm drinking the Tua Kool-Aid.
Tua, there you go.
Nine will be there. I mean, they won't start off good. They'll go middle, and then at the end, they won't finish strong. But
how about those Jets?
Yeah, the Jets is kind of like, you know what? They had a crappy team. They knew they were going to pick well, and now they've got their quarterback. And it's kind of like everyone's going to go for it because they're going to end up in the middle. So they're not going to get great draft picks, so you might as well go because you're only going to get mediocre picks moving forward. So I think they'll probably go 8 wins. I think they'll surprise them. They'll probably go 3-1 when they start off.
Wow. So, wow, I want some of what you're drinking, Primo.
You get to stay this recording. You know,
yes.
Yeah, I want a bigger square. You know, when it's like, oh no, now it's fine.
we'll be like all on the side, you know, and just like that, you know. But the Jets with a rookie quarterback, they're gonna jump 5 wins. That's that's caliente.
I don't see them beating the Patriots, Bills, or the Dolphins. I don't see them beating any of those teams. They're playing them.
I think they'll come. I mean, there's a lot of rookies came out and they did pretty strong. But, you know, they don't call me Nico Reno. They call me Nico Las Vegas. take that to the bank. Rick, sell your car. Mortgage your house. You go out there and you put that money on now.
Under for the Jets. Under for the Dolphins. Over for the Bills. Under for the Patriots.
Ooh, Bill Belichick. The magic was with Brady.
It's gone.
With Brady.
I don't know, man.
You don't know, heck? Anyone you disagree with?
Well, Patriots is probably going to – well, I think Patriots are going to hit the number. I think when I look at the Patriots, yeah. I think 9 right. is probably right. I think that's a
what did they do last season? 7 wins?
Yeah.
They got lucky to get that.
Hector, this episode is called Over or Under. I'll pick that number. Come on.
Yeah, that's
I'm throwing darts, man, right at the bullseye. That's
right. Yeah, that's like playing roulette, and then all of a sudden, you know, you take red, one person takes red, the other one takes black, and then zero comes up, and you get the
Well, hey, Chuck, I'll take all the girls. Yeah.
Oh, ay, mijos. So I'm gonna take us to the vamos al norte, NFC Norte. Packers, they're off. I wonder why. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué, primos? ¿Por qué? Why do you think there's no
Rodgers? Is it because of Chef Aaron?
Chef,
because
I don't
they're know. A publicly funded team, completely owned by the city.
Yeah, so exactly.
No, they have some private ownership. There's or public ownership. They sold shares a couple of years ago.
Then I have no idea why it would be off.
Because of the Aaron Rodgers drama. Vegas doesn't like unknowns. If Vegas can't figure it out, they take you off the board.
Unreal. I wonder. I think everybody keeps talking about June 1st as kind of like the date where they after June 1st, if they don't make the trade right away, then it's probably not happening. I think the less we hear about the Packers, the more possibility that he's coming back. So, I'm not going to put a number on that one. I'm kind of tired of the Aaron Rodgers drama.
Put a number if he goes, if he stays.
It's like a novella, right, George?
Exactly. If he stays, I think the number's 11, and I'd probably take over because I think they're clearly better than everybody else. The Bears at 7.5, I want to go over just because they won 8 games last year, and they're going to get better quarterback play in Andy Dalton than they got out of Trubisky and Foles last year, and maybe at some point they go to Justin Fields.
That's-
I agree.
You're
better than the other two.
Yep. Better than Trubisky? Yes. Yeah. Better than Foles? Yes. Yes. Andy Dalton was playing pretty well there at the end of the season. I think the Cowboys went 3-1 at the end. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be, your Santo Justin Herbert, Santo Justin. But I think, in Chicago,
he's going to take Chicago to only if Aaron Rodgers isn't in that division.
You got a great defense, and you got running back.
Not a great defense. Yeah. They didn't do that great last season. Let's be honest.
They were above average. Yeah. They were above average, and they still got Khalil Mack.
Mack attack,
causing trouble.
Yep, the Mack attack. Yep. That's right.
Montgomery finally woke up running. So
there you go.
The interesting one is the Lions at 5. I think it's still under. I don't know if they I don't know if they've got it. I love what they did with their offensive line. I think their defense is still going to be basura. And I think they're going to lose a lot of, a lot of games where they just get blown out. I think really all they have is DeAndre Swift and TJ Hawkinson.
Do you think they just tank for whoever the heck and get rid of Goff?
Tank for 22.
If you go 1-8, you might want to just be like, Goff sucks.
It could be
right.
It could be.
It almost seems like it. I mean, they didn't draft. Who did they draft who did they pick up for wide receiver? It almost seems like they're planning on tanking, right? I mean, who did they scoop up for wide receiver?
They grabbed Amon-Ra St. Brown of USC, and so he's good. But they grabbed him in like the 4th round. So I don't know how much.
Low priority, right? If they're really planning on going all in, you pick up a receiver in the first 3 rounds at least.
Yeah.
So they may be, who knows?
That's a tough one. Detroit doesn't have except the F-150, maybe. They make that thing.
It is the Ford family. The Vikings is an interesting one at 9.
They're good.
I think they're good. I mean, obviously, offensively, they're going to be good, and they added to their offensive line. I think their defense is going to be better. It's hard for me to see that team getting 10 wins. It's still hard for me to see I don't know how much better their defense is going to be.
With Aaron Rodgers, they did it last season. One of the few teams that beat them.
Yeah.
So
if they could all stay healthy, I can see them going over. Dalvin and company.
They got Dalvin,
Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen.
Yes.
That's, all right, you're strong. And to Rick's point, that was a win over Aaron Rodgers. And was that at Lambeau?
I think it was in Minnesota.
But still,
Dalvin Cook ran all over them.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah,
good
he
points.
Did.
All right.
All right. I think we're gonna have beer bets on this one. Nico, got any
discrepancies on these?
What was that?
You got any discrepancies on these?
What's that?
No, I like the Bears. I like the Vikings. The Packers. I can rely on AARP, but not AARON.
So. Hey, I like that. We'll write that one down.
Yeah. Muy bien, primo. Muy bien. Muy bien.
Thank you.
Ricky, take us to the other Norte, AFC. This is a hell of a division.
And I'm excited because they do play against the Chargers this year. So you'll see the AFC North against the AFC West. So let's go to the Steelers. It's hard for me to think. They're not the type of team that's going to be good and then go down for the rest of the season and then stay down the the beginning of the next. They're going to come back. They're going to fix their issues. They have a hell of a team still. Who's running for them, though? Is Connor still there? Did he decide?
No, Najee Harris. Remember Najee Harris? They drafted him, the guy from Alabama.
Well, then. They're going to be a good team no matter what because I feel like they're going to fix what the issue was last year. Big Ben's really old, but because you talk about Tom Brady so much, it's like Big Ben can still do it. He can still pull it off. So look for them to easily get over 8.5 wins.
I like that.
But they'll lose to the Chargers. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again. The Ravens are tough because I hope they learn their lesson, and I hope they know now that – or maybe it was Lamar that needed to learn it. Stop throwing. You're not the pocket passer. You're going to be the runner. You're the guy who's quick on his feet, who can make plays quickly. If they can do that over easily, if they keep trying to make him throw it and try to make Marquise Brown be a receiver – mm-hmm. Not gonna happen. So
I got some on that one, and they added one of the top receivers in the draft, Rashad Bateman, and they also added another receiver later, Tylan Wallace, who's really good, and they added Sammy Watkins, and I've had the kind of the chicken.
I know,
but he could be a decoy. He could be a decoy. I'm gonna put it out right now. For
the decoy,
you know,
for the playoffs. It makes you think you're gonna make the playoffs and you don't.
So Nico, I'm telling Nico with his Josh Allen, you know, he's got his Josh Allen jersey back there, and I'm saying that Lamar Jackson's gonna make a passing jump like Josh Allen did last year. I think it's because he didn't have the good weapons. I think he's still gonna run for 800 yards.
I don't think it was because of the weapons.
I think there are some of those runs the guys weren't open.
I got an opinion on this. I think the whole running quarterback, people figured it out. And there's no more slow linemen chasing after them when they go wide right. There's quick guys on them. So Lamar Jackson got shut down. Patrick Mahomes got shut down in the Super Bowl. Quarterbacks, like everyone's figured out, like we need to have a defense. We need fast guys in the corners, I'll chase down the quarterback. And so I think those days are gone, or at least they figure out. Rookie quarterbacks are coming in now. You know, I think they kind of figure out, okay, you got to watch that. So I think the days of, like, Lamar Jackson just running all he wants, you know, for most team good defenses, he won't be able to do that anymore.
He's gonna need to slow down. I think the running quarterback is still kind of developing. And I think it's going to be – I mean, there's so much more running right now. I mean, I think defenses are going to figure out a way to kind of, you know, key on those guys.
Counteract that,
But really, the game is going to have to be won through the air because, I mean, you look at the final four quarterbacks last year. You had Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and that Brady guy. You know, who won Brady, pocket passer. So –
No more running for Brady this year, you know?
So. Yeah, he'll run for president or at least mayor of Tampa.
He's going to run for something else. That's not the only running he's going to do.
We're going to figure out a beer bet on Lamar Jackson. I think it might be over under 30 touchdown passes, and that's going to be I'm going to be tempted. Easily. I'm going to be tempted to take the over. Okay, so we got a beer bet right now, Primo.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Okay. All right, take us to the Browns. Right, the Browns. I'm sorry.
Suck. They might do it because they don't have that great of a lineup, or they don't play that many tough teams. But the Browns aren't that great. They're led by Baker Mayfield. The only time they win, it's like the Titans. They win when they can run it. You rely on Baker, you have a strong chance of losing the game. So I would bet the under, like at 10 games. Then we go to the Bengals. They're going to suck. I mean, they're not going to see their player the first week or two. Then you have them losing to – I mean, and they play teams like the Vikings, the Bears, the Steelers, the Packers. They might be able to handle the Jags and the Lions, but then they play the Ravens and – I don't know. They're lucky they get to play the Jets, too. They play a lot of young teams. But I just don't see anything special in them. Last year, they only got, what, 5 wins? And that was – when did Burrow go out? What week?
Week 11.
Yeah, they're going to suck, guys. Don't bet on them.
And I think we've talked about it before, like even going back to Derek Carr. is, you know, especially with a young guy like Burrow, he's going to hear footsteps. You know, he's going to be thinking like, if I get hit one more time, I can't do this anymore ever again. So he's going to be nervous, I think, in the pocket, you know, thinking that he might get hit again like that and might get injured like that again. And I think he's going to be going down quickly, taking sacks quickly, and, you know, just waiting for the next play, you know, that kind of thing. So I think to your point, Rick, I would agree with you. I think the Bengals are going to struggle, I think, mightily.
Yes.
You know, the first half of the season, and if Burrow continues to – what I think is going to happen is that he's gonna hear footsteps, and he's gonna play nervous back there, just like Derek Carr did the year after his almost MVP season when he got his leg injured. He was never the same. To this day, I don't think Derek Carr is the same as what he was back then when he was potential MVP guy. So.
Just like Nico gets nervous when I step foot in Sonoma.
So yeah, I like the Bengals under. I'll take the Bengals under 6.5.
I have 100 miles of restraining order from you, Ricky.
Again, Bengals,
I think the Bengals will, you know, maybe better, but I don't think they're. I think they're going to end up 6-11. Plus, everybody else in that division is so good.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to be able to make much of a
jump. He's going to need at least a year to get comfortable back there, because that injury, he's going to be playing scared back there. He has to be. That's
well, heck. Hector, take us al sur, NFC South.
The Buccaneers, Tampa Bay. I mean, Super Bowl champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, there's one thing that I saw during the Super Bowl is that the Buccaneers are no joke. I mean, they were just killing on the Chiefs. I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes was running for his life the majority of the game there. And on the flip side, Tom Brady was just kind of like hanging out, you know, getting, you know, checking his watch, you know, checking his phone, and then throwing a pass. You know, he was – protection was awesome. The defense was awesome. So at 11.5, I see the Buccaneers going over that. I think we talked about that last week, George. You also – you kind of gave me that hint a little bit, and the more I thought about it – so that was kind of your idea, George. Buccaneers over. You're like, take the over, man. And I was like,
does
so,
Tom
yes,
Brady even enjoy the regular season anymore?
Yeah.
Does he think of that kind of like a preseason now?
But do you know why? Because he gets to play the preseason, and like, if I throw one more, like if I get this bonus, I can buy another yacht. Like, I'm gonna get a bigger yacht.
Yeah, he enjoys the regular season now because he's not playing in 12-degree weather in December. You know, he's exactly. Playing 75
yeah,
in Tampa.
Man.
So.
Game's over. He jumps on his yacht, goes fishing for a couple hours.
I remember he was kind of looked lackadaisical. And remember, it was fourth down. He thought it was third. You know, okay, whatever. You know, I don't really care. I mean, I kind of looked at him like, wow, he doesn't really care anymore.
Here's the thing. I think that was on purpose. Like, let's make people think that I'm nuts or too old and watch what happens. Psychological, man. Tom Brady's a genius.
Is that what you do?
Maybe.
Why is Hector drafting that guy? He's like, oh,
Hector and Brady are the same age. That's, so.
Yeah, I think I'm older than him, but we won't go in.
Maybe like a year.
Yeah,
what about,
like, sure,
what about the Saints?
So Jameis Winston, I believe that Jameis Winston and the Saints coaching staff are going to do some wonderful things. I think they're going to work nice and they're going to work.
So
nice
Jameis will start.
I think, yes, I think Jameis is going to start. I think that's already been kind of said, right? Hasn't it been stated that Jameis is the starter over there? I think he's going to be great. I think he's better than what he showed in Tampa Bay, and I think he's going to step in and not fill Drew Brees' shoes, but I think he's going to play well. Obviously, we know the Saints have some weapons there, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. I don't have any issue there. I think 9 wins. I think they go over that. I like the Saints to go over that.
You don't think Kamara and Thomas – are Breeze reliant?
I don't think so. Alvin Kamara, that guy could just – I mean, you've had him on your team. If you've had Alvin Kamara on your fantasy team and you've studied and watched him more than just kind of anybody else, you know that guy's just different. He's just built different. And I don't think it matters who's his quarterback. Alvin Kamara's going to get his touches and he's going to eat. I think he's just a badass. And Michael Thomas, he may take a dip down, obviously, because Thomas and Drew Brees had like a special chemistry, but I think if Jameis Winston and Thomas can develop something similar to that, at least maybe approach that, I think they'll be doing some wonderful things. So I like
ladies and gentlemen, Hector's love for Kamara goes deep from
2014,
when
right?
From when we back. Had our very first argument at the draft that, that sparked the fire in Georgie's mind.
In San Diego.
About Kamara or CMC. Kamara or CMC.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. And I got CMC and won the championship.
And as usual, Hector was wrong. Hector picked wrong.
Yes, as usual. That's okay. I was, at least I was drinking beer and having a good time. So that's the
it was a hell of an argument. You were so passionate.
Hector, the next two teams are very interesting, though.
Falcons. Well, like I've said before, whenever the Falcons play, it's going to be a shootout, right? Because the Falcons are always going to give up a lot of points. They have a new coaching staff this year. So, I mean, I want to see Kyle Pitts. I want to see what Matty Ice does with his new, fresh new tight end. And he's got Julio Jones over there. He's got Calvin Ridley. I can't wait to see what this new receiving corps looks like under the new, you know, under the new offense with the new head coach. So I think, gosh, 7.5.
That's a big jump from four. That's a big jump from four.
Here's what I think. Because Kyle Pitts, as has been stated among pundits such as ourselves, that he's a, you know, kind of a generational talent. I think this is the kind of guy that can go in and get one, two TDs a game kind of guy. Like, this guy's just going to be like, you know, he's like the LeBron James of the NFL. He's just going to be like out jumping guys for the jump balls. You know, Matty Ice is a wily veteran. He's going to know where to put the ball exactly so only Kyle Pitts can get it. And, of course, if they're going to have to double team him, he's going to have Ridley. He's going to have Julio Jones. He's going to have his guys there. I think he's going to do some damage.
Julio is old.
I get that. But Ridley, what about Ridley?
He's your age, Ricky.
Ridley?
No comment.
You got a problem with Ridley?
About the age of Julio, no comment.
No. I'll take the over. Falcons over 7.5. I'm thinking that they're going to do that. I just, like, again, big Kyle Pitts fan. I think that guy's going to do more damage than what people are thinking that he can do. Panthers, Sam Darnold. I just haven't seen enough from Sam Darnold yet. Yes, he was on the Jets, and yes, that's not really fair. But, you know, he did have Robbie Anderson in the past. He's had some guys. He does have DJ Moore. So, you know, I guess it is. We're talking about reunions, right? We had Darnold and Robbie Anderson back together, right? Reunited, and it feels so good. But DJ Moore's there. So I'm thinking I'm still not convinced. I'm taking under.
How do you not mention CMC? How do you not mention the best player in the whole NFL, Christian McCaffrey?
Because I get CMC's going to win his games, but Sam Darnold is there, Rick. I get CMC's like an automatic.
CMC, you know, just needs to play. He just needs to play.
Yeah, but CMC, obviously. But under 7.5, I'm still taking it. Because of CMC, do you like over? I mean, are you disputing my under?
If CMC's healthy, over.
Over, okay. With Sam Darnold at the helm, really.
With you at the helm.
Underwear. What?
Underwear.
Oh, man. Well, hey, we're getting close to an hour, so let's Nico, take us to AFC South. I've got a few comments that we're going to do beer bets on.
I think the Colts are not going to hit 10. They're probably going to go as low as 7. And
wow.
The Titans, we all hit the 10, so they're going to go over. The Jaguars, I think Fabio football, and I need the fan, the air, everything is going to go. I think the Jaguars will go above. They'll hit 7 exact. And then the Texans, you know, it's such a mess over there. I think they're going to win 4 again. I think they're going to go under. Everyone's got to say above, but I just think they're going to stink it up. They're going to have the perfect record the wrong way, you know, so we'll see.
This is going to be the worst division in the NFL, mark my words.
What was that, Rick?
It's going to be the worst division in the NFL, mark my words.
We're marking them. We're marking them for
Texans,
sure.
I see where you're coming from. I mean, I look at the Texans. They won 4 games with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
They might not have Deshaun Watson for part of the season. They might not have him for the whole season.
He's not playing. There's no way he plays.
There's no way.
And they got him. What's his name? Defense.
They still don't have a defense. JJ Watt.
And Watt was like the backbone of that whole team.
Yeah. So I don't see that one. Jaguars, that's a big jump. That's a big jump from one win to six and, you know, 6.5. I feel that's hype. I kind of feel that's a little bit of hype. That's I don't hype. Think they did enough to their
you add Tebow to your team, and all of a sudden.
Dios mío.
George, you think that's extensions or that's natural, you know, right
there? Hey, I'll take some of his I'll take his extensions for me. So I'll do that one. I'll do that one.
I was going to say, Nico doesn't even look related to us.
Exactly. He's got.
Because I got the peachy folder, man.
Peachy folder.
Back here, look at that. I need a little, a Jewish cap. So,
the Colts, I want to go over, but I'm just worried about Wentz. I'm really just worried about Wentz. Anybody else got any parting words on this division?
What was the word you used for their defense all the time last year?
No, that they were stout.
Stout. Was it stout? And they were never like rarely, but stout. You guys would always say that, and I'm like, we'll see if their defense is stout, they can pull off 10 wins.
I think Jaguars 6.5 is a high number too. I agree with you, George. Jaguars 6.5, that's a big jump. Brand new head coach coming up from the from the minor leagues in college, man. That's definitely a big transition, man. I think 6.5 is a big number. I think it's too high. I think they go.
And the Titans at 9 seems a little bit low. I mean, I'm like, they still got Derrick Henry. They still have Tannehill, much as Ricky doesn't like him. And they still got AJ Brown. I mean, and they did some stuff to their defense. And I don't think Pete teams in the rest of their division are very good. So
right,
Tannehill is Alex Smith 2.0.
Well, I'm saying experience. The first 2 weeks and like week 10 through 12. Huge upsets. Those are the best money lines to bet on because you can get 2 to 3 times your money back. You know, so just keep that in mind. And these rookies are doing something right away. So,
Nico, man. Las Vegas. There we go. That's why we have you, Nico.
There he is.
your wisdom, infinite wisdom.
Yeah. Bueno, everybody, eso es todo for our show. Our first YouTube episode with Los Primos. We want to thank YouTube. We want to thank Anchor for being our hosting network and making sure our independent podcast gets out to you, the Familia community. Look forward to some live streams down the road, hopefully next week. And please subscribe, leave us a review at YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Find original content at familiaffb.com. And remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at familiaffb. Ricky, where are they finding you?
Ricky Torres TV.
On Twitter, heck.
What the heck? 2 T's.
Nico, did you get your Twitter fixed yet?
No, but you'll find me here by the trophy, the winner's circle.
You'll find me right here holding the trophy.
You can find me at JorgeMartin17 on Twitter. And don't forget our Familia FFB Facebook page, everybody. Gracias, everybody. And remember, todos somos familia.
Adios, amigos.
Salud.